there's like an internal conflict we have about whether to like be rude to the guards or to like be obsequious and like really suck up to them, because we don't want them to harass our loved ones after we leave. And when we went to go visit Rocco, they were like making it the most difficult experience for us, because they check everything you're wearing and everything you like, the type of mask you have, like your vaccine card can't be on your phone. And they just make it such that it's likely that you're going to fail their check, so you don't get to have your visit after coming all this way. And so it's like hard to not get mad and frustrated and be rude to them. But then knowing that like Rocco got strip searched twice when he came and when he left, I don't want to be nice to them.
And we've got one chance. We traveled really far to have a 3-hour visit with you, and like to compromise that.
Right. We were wearing like these nice N95 masks, and they made us put on these flimsy masks.
Like surgical masks. Surgical masks. Like just tape, like so thin.
And they made such a big deal about it. Meanwhile, none of them are wearing masks. Then
Omicron is surging.
Surging. The day we visit Rocco is the day before they go on a almost 2-month lockdown.
And like 90% of the facility got COVID. Yeah. Within the next few weeks. I had to go to another facility, and a programs person told me that they can't have N95 masks, KN95 masks, folks inside, because it'll make gas ineffective if they have to pepper spray and gas people. They're too good, and they don't want them to be that good. Yeah. Yeah. And that was just like said to me, like it was just nothing.